B-Pod Studios.
All right, it's time. Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan. From the mighty Boston Globe and ESPN. How are you, Bob?
Hey, okay.
Excellent. Well, this is a...
All right.
A fun time of year. You are a basketball guy. This is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. And do you look forward to this time of year every year, right, Bob?
It's my favorite month, truly.
Wow.
I know. No, I do. March, and you know, long before it was ever March, quote-unquote, madness, I was into the tournament.
Yeah.
From when I was a little lad.
I just filled out my first bracket ever.
Oh, so did you go by uniforms or colors or nicknames?
No, I went by just feelings.
Feelings, Bob. Feelings.
Just like, you know, I don't know. Like, I picked, like, Arizona State because they have the best food, campus food. So, like, stuff like that.
That's a good one. Let me just say this, that with regard to filling out the bracket and anyone's acknowledged level of supposed expertise, that William Goldman, when he talked about Hollywood, could have been talking about filling out an NCAA bracket. Nobody knows anything. There are more stories of the, you know, office secretary beating out the leading columnist for the office title by picking nicknames or whatever. It's everyone's equal, LB, when this thing starts.
My month then.
Yeah, do you have any, you know, like a Cinderella that you might be keeping an eye on?
They're not like Cinderella in that people will be shocked if you follow basketball, but they're a seventh seed, and they've got a glamour player, if you will. Excuse me, I got a cold. That is Wofford.
Oh, Wofford.
Wofford is a school in Spartanburg, South Carolina. They're seventh seeded, and they have a player named Fletcher McGee.
And Fletcher McGee, his name already.
Has made 502 3-point shots in his career.
Wow.
That is second most all time. And they're pretty good. And they have the capability of winning a couple of games. Here's the thing. Since 2006, outliers, you know, seventh seeds and beyond, have made it to the Final Four on several occasions. And so it's possible. They have not gone any farther than that. They haven't won any games when they got there.
Yeah.
But they can get to the Final Four. It's unproven that they could ever win the whole thing. You got to win six games in a row.
It's a lot of basketball.
But I like Wofford to cause a little stir in this tournament.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, speaking of causing a stir, the Celtics continue to frustrate.
In the nature of the game, and this one, you know, we had our built-in excuses to start with, or I'll call them reasons. Of course, we have Gordon Hayward hurt again. We have Aaron Baines getting hurt in the game. And then, of course, I'm tired of this. And I'm a member of the fan club, okay, Marcus Smart. But you cannot let yourself get thrown out of a game like this.
I know.
You know
can't.
What? I don't care what the other guy does to you.
They needed him in the end, too.
He's been around enough to know this. And Brad wasn't happy about this. And, I mean, that could have been enough. Jimmy Butler went off. He's the guy that guards Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a winnable game. That game was there. They're up 50. I forget they're up 15 because the NBA, the ebb and flow, means it's up 15 the second quarter is nothing. But they were there. It was there. And he wasn't there. And that was – so it does – in the big picture, they can beat Philadelphia, but that was just an annoying game. They should have won that game.
And it'd be nice to have a little bit of beef going into the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, they got 10 games left to get it straight and all that. And we've been talking about this, and, you know, if you go back and we record all our stuff from November, we seem to be having the same conversation. We know the talent's there. When are they going to, you know, get together and do it right?
Hey, Bob, the Bruins are the sleepiest good team in the entire NHL.
Well, I mean, they had a wonderful year, and that run they had with, you know, when they were with the point streak without Pastrnak was really impressive. Now he's back. They could definitely do some damage in the playoffs, and they're likable. They seem to like each other too, which is a key thing. And the coach is good. I mean, it's good. You know, one team is running away with everything. You know, and unfortunately they're in this side. You know, they're in the East, and too bad that Tampa Bay's not on the other side. But sooner or later you'll have to deal with them. But meanwhile, I think I'm looking forward to what they can accomplish in the playoffs.
All right, one last thing. Mike Trout has agreed to a 12-year, $430 million contract, biggest in pro sports history, with Anaheim. What does that mean for the Sox and Mookie Betts?
Well, it means that Mookie Betts is the closest thing to Mike Trout in baseball, and he was as good or better than him. He is the reigning MVP, and that his time is going to come. And I think the four words I would leave it: back up the Brinks. Okay, and then he's playing it But, you know, he said, hey, I'm going to go free. I'm paying attention. I'm not saying anything. You guys get the message. He's going to want to get paid and be paid right. And there isn't a whole lot to separate Mookie Betts and Mike Trout.
He's making $20 million this year, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's not like...
I hope he can get by, okay.
You know, it's not the problem here.
Yeah.
But everything's relative, and it's out there. The money, obviously, is out there. Baseball's got all this TV money. Anyway, Mookie Betts deserves to be paid on a par down the road. There's not much to separate Mookie Betts and Mike Trout.
All right. There you go, Bob Ryan. Thank you very much. You have any shameless plugs for us?
Well, I will be on we have the ESPN. We have the Mike Lupica, Al Mitch album, Sports Reporters podcast, which we will be up later today.
Excellent.
A little bit afternoon. After noon time, and I'll be on ESPN Sports Reporter. No, Chris, not no. Around the Horn on Tuesday.
That's the one.
So you circle your calendar for Tuesday of next week.
Just turn on ESPN and wait for Bob Ryan to
show up. That's right. That's probably
good.
The safest way.
Good. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.